The claim and criticism followed a question about education. Candidate Todd Staples turned to Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst and said this.
I wish the Lieutenant Governor was more focused on what we're spending in public schools rather than having being the first Lieutenant Governor in history to have a personal security detail. I would be more worried about what's going on in the security of our schools rather than having a personal security detail that drives you from place to place and sweeps rooms before you go in.
Gardner Selby with the PolitiFact Texas Project at the Austin American Statesman wanted to know, is Dewhurst indeed the first lieutenant governor with a security detail that's paid for by Texans? Selby contacted the Department of Public Safety, the DPS, which confirmed the claim for him and again for KERA.
We were told by a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety that Dewhurst is indeed the first lieutenant governor to have a state security detail.
But Selby wanted to know more. Why did DPS personnel begin traveling with Dewhurst, and who requested the security? He found news articles dating back to 2010 when a man opened fire on the south steps of the Texas Capitol. While no one was injured, the incident resulted in ramped-up security at the Capitol, restricted driveway access, security gates in the parking garage, metal detectors at the entrances. Dewhurst confirmed in January of 2011 that DPS was indeed providing an occasional security detail with a driver and a state car. His staff has repeated what Dewhurst said then, that he initially resisted security recommended by DPS, but after credible threats, Dewhurst agreed. Selby says he found no evidence that Dewhurst requested the protection, and he believes Staples' claim, without clarification, could leave the wrong impression.
Staples, in the debate, did not acknowledge that in those years, 2010 and 2011, security was beefed up all over the Capitol in various ways. Dewhurst also wasn't alone, by the way, in gaining a protective detail. Attorney General Greg Abbott also got one.
Staples' campaign told PolitiFact and KERA if Staples were elected lieutenant governor, he would refuse security. Quote, he keeps his protection in his boot. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.